We can turn him off as Dennis then.
Yes, please.
Timmons, please.
Thank you. Mr. Haldeman,
yeah.
We're working on that phone. It'll be a phone patch, and you'll have to say over, you know, talk like that.
Right.
You understand?
Let me have Timmons first.
All right.
Do I need to talk to Henry now?
Mr. Timmons' office.
Speak to him, please.
May I ask his phone?
Haldeman.
Hold on.
Did you guess, Dennis?
Yeah. He said no, that he said right off the top of his head he thought that it would be a bad idea.
Right.
And primarily because of President Johnson would be lying in state there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so close to that, and the ceremonies relating to the Johnson thing, and also the lateness of the hour tonight, that he felt it would not be advisable. However, just when after I called you, the operator said that John Stennis has called me back, and I tried to get on and I lost him. So he may be calling back in.
Well, I was just going to try and stop you because the president has decided not to go up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Weighing the whole thing.
All right.
Comes out that he should not do it.
All right, now.
So we will go ahead with the big five at 9 o'clock.
Big five at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Okay, so when I call him
and
back.
And bipartisan cats at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Just a second. Let me call you back on that.
But I can go ahead with the 9 o'clock down here tonight, the big five.
Bill can go ahead and have the big five here at 9 tonight, right?
Big five, EOB.
Be at the president's EOB office.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock.
Because I'll have to call the speaker and Jerry back and Mike, and
right.
I can give them this
right.
in lieu of the other.
Right.
Okay.
And you don't want him to say anything about a bipartisan leaders meeting tomorrow? You want to wait until the leader's out at 9? That's going to be hard as hell to call that meeting then for 8:30 in the morning at 9 o'clock tonight. Why can't we say we're having it now?
Yeah.
And isn't it better to shut the Congress up by telling them they're going to meet with the president in the morning?
And a bipartisan leader's meeting, we're going to have a meeting with a bipartisan meeting tonight.
Okay, we'll call the bipartisan for 8:30.
8:30 in the morning?
Yep.
In the cabinet
room.
Now, did you look at the list I sent in?
Yeah, no. Shoot, I didn't bring it over. On the wild cards.
No wild cards.
No wild cards? Goldwater. Who'd you have, Goldwater and?
I had Goldwater, McGee, Tower.
Goldwater, Tower, McGee, and Stennis? No, Stennis is already on.
Yeah. Sam Stratton, Joe Wagoner.
Stratton and Wagner.
Jack Kemp.
Kemp. And, not Kemp.
Okay. Let me get the list out.
I'll come over and I'll cover that with you a little later.
Okay, I don't need to write that
right
those
now
yet. Anyway.
Right, just set a bipartisan with it. Yeah. We'll add some wild cards on the basis of, you know, broadening the base.
For tomorrow.
Within the Congress,
okay.
Yeah, but I'll go over them with you.
Okay.
I'll get a check back here. I'll have them send over that list.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Good-o.
And,
I'll turn off these guys about tonight, but tell them that the Big Five are invited at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.